Because I remember one time my folks trusted me. And they said, Nino, now we have to go out for a couple of days. Now, ordinarily, we'd get you a babysitter, but you're fixing to turn 16, and we know we can try. I said, don't worry, Mom and Dad. You can trust me. And so they went, and the second I saw the taillights of that car around the bend, I was like, ah! All right, come on in. Yeah. Yeah, they're gone. Hello. Uh-huh. Yeah, what? Yeah, Mom. Uh-huh. Right. I know I have lunch with the pastor tomorrow. Right. Okay, yeah. Well, I'm going to say my prayers now. I got to go, okay? All right. Bye.
Watch this. I'm going to put my face in the punch bowl. Yeah, man. I wish I could drink this stuff through my ears. Hey, baby. I got big plans for you when they involve my pants.
Yeah, hello? Yeah, Aunt Bertha, hi! How are you? Uh-huh. Oh, no, just saying the rosary. Yeah, you caught me at a bad time. Just saying the rosary for a bit. Uh-huh. Right. How's Uncle Herb? Okay? Good. All right, well, you take care. Let's see, where was I? Father, I... Okay, bye-bye.
Jump this whole thing now, why? If you gotta throw up, make sure you're out on the patio, okay? If you throw up on the patio, that's the rule of thumb here. Okay. All right, who's got an extra set of condoms?
Well, the party raged deep into the night. All night long, beers were bunged.
Numbers were passed. People were partying and hobbling. But I said, be careful.
Well, I couldn't believe it. At first, I thought somebody had left a light on outside, but suddenly I saw it. It was Dawn's early light.
Dawn's early light breaking. I said, my God. Everybody, we got to clean this place up. We got to, enough of the music here. Wake up, everybody up that's asleep. We got to clean this place up. All the beer cans out. I want them in garbage cans before Mom and Pop get back, for crying out loud.
Then I saw it. At first, I didn't want to believe it, but right there in the living room, where we had this big, fluffy, white pile carpeting, a hideous stain. At first, I thought, no, don't let this be, God. Don't let this be. But sure enough, somebody had spilled wine, red wine, on the carpet. I thought to myself, my God,
how am I going to explain this?
Mom and Pop will see that that is a wine stain?
Everybody stared at me. Jeez, Nino, we're sorry. I said, sorry, yeah, sorry, doesn't get it.
Ollie's, get the hell out of here! Get the hell, go!
I sat there on the couch, resting my chin on my hands, looking at that wine stain, thinking, my God.
Then I thought of something. We were forever overflowing the tub. And when the tub overflows, it goes through the bathroom floor, right to that spot. So I figured what I would do is overflow the tub. That's a natural mistake. And it's overflowed so many times, the ceiling was already cracked. So if I really overflow it, I could bring down the ceiling. If I brought the ceiling down, it would look like an accident. They'd never discover the wine stain underneath. And that's what I did. I turned on the water in the tub, and I waited. I ended up with like a foot and a half of water in the bathroom, and the whole ceiling, man, right down!
There were a couple of $500 lamps that were underneath it, but I couldn't move the lamps. How else was I going to explain that the lamps weren't there? So I had to let the ceiling come right down on top of the lamps, on top of Mom's etagere, where she had all her little ceramic miniatures. I had no other choice. I thought, we'll just say that it happened. These things happen, you know? That's when I noticed somebody had dented the wall.
Somebody cavorting, dancing, falling, and put an elbow or a foot. I couldn't see what, but there was a dent in the wall. And I thought to myself, oh, my God.
They told me not to bust up the place. Now, look at this. And I figured, wait a minute. Mom and Dad had been talking about, instead of having a dining room, knock down the wall of the dining room. And that way we'd have a better living expense. So I figured, well, what the hell? I could tell, while they were gone, I was trying to save them money on remodeling. So I ran out to the garage. And I came back in the living room. And I took down the wall! Yeah! Yeah, I put a big... Right, where the dead was so they couldn't see the dead. I cut it out of the wall. That's the way. Yeah. I stepped around the rubble. I can see their car coming in the distance. I thought, this is great. This is great. Now my tuchus is covered. But wait a minute.
Oh, my God, I can smell marijuana.
Those idiots, I told them, no drugs, no drugs. Whole place smells marijuana, hashish. Oh, my God. If they smell that, they'll know I'm in jail. They'll go, oh, my God, they'll put me in rehab. I got to think of it. Wait a minute. There's only one choice. I ran into the kitchen as fast as I could. I opened the oven. I turned on the oven. I turned on all the burners. I filled the living room with gas. And then I ran outside. I opened the window a crack. I took a last drag on my camel, and I threw it inside and blew up the house. The whole house came down. Hey, oh, my God, the garage collapsed in with this. The whole picture window, I mean, everything. The house was leveled. Mom and Dad pulled up and said, what happened? Are you all right? I said, I must have gotten blown free. I don't know. We must have had a gas leak. The whole house burned down there. And they stood there looking at the rubble of what was once a beautiful, beautiful home, now flattened and smoldering there on the grass. I said, I don't know what it could have been, Ma. I guess some kind of leak in the pipes, I guess. These things happen. She said, oh, yeah? Well, then, young man, would you like to explain to me how come the piano is in the bottom of the swimming pool?
Oh, no!
Here comes more of The Best of Grease Man, Volume 3.